echo in here.
No clue.
Echo, echo.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yep.
Go again.
Bum. Echo. Okay, now it's gone.
Hey, everybody. This is C. Michael McGannon of the Hollow World series and the Monster Guys podcast. You're listening to Comic Pop Library.
Night, didn't want to start a fight. Are you in this forever? Yeah, I know it gets tough, and my words don't mean much. I promise you, this is real. It's normal to have your doubts. Time will figure this out. And I know some things ain't right all the time, but stay by my side and I'll pull through for you until the end of all time, until the sun and the
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Rocking in the Dirt, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Jonathan
and Logan.
And in today's episode, we are going to be looking at the EP by Mike Scovio, and it is a self-titled EP. This is brought to us by Kelly Thomasoff of Black Panda PR, so we want to shout out to her and say thank you for doing that for us, and thank you to Mike as well for letting us listen to his EP. The song we came in on was Collide. So, and this is one where the good love story, but we'll get into the songs here in a little bit. But one of the unique things about Mike is that he is a younger gentleman. He's 22 years old, so he's getting started, and he's got a good start already under his belt. He was on the 10th season of The Voice, and he sang Talking Body, and he had Adam and Pharrell pretty much fighting. Knocked their buzzers right at the very beginning, saying they wanted him, and then Blake came in shortly thereafter and as well. But so that was a great start for Mike when he said he moved from New Jersey to L.A. to pursue his dream. So he got a really good start with that. And then watching the little clip on YouTube that was his audition for The Voice, Adam Levine actually got him to come onto his team. But they also did a spur-of-the-moment duo with She Will Be Loved, which was one of Maroon 5's songs from the early days. So that was kind of neat to see.
The funny thing is when he was doing it, I think Adam had already decided, I really want this kid. Because when he was singing, Adam was like, okay, stop, A note, do this, do that. And like,
it's also one of those, it's his song.
He did need to be fed the chords, so he actually knew what to play.
I know, but he was also coaching him. He was doing what he was.
The guitar, not the voice things.
Well, yeah, he was doing the guitar chords so he could be on pitch, because that's why I said A.
Yeah, but he was still.
He was off pitch on the guitar.
Is what I'm trying to get at.
But yeah, but it was completely up to Mike who was going to choose, and he did choose Adam. But yeah, it was pretty much a given by the way they were reacting and having a duet there. So hey, that's good on him. So that's you can't beat that. But like I said, we did come in with Collide, and this one has a piano opening, as you heard. And this is one of the latter songs of the EP, but we're going to go over it first since we did play it first. Mm-hmm. But just the acoustical version is just, you know, that's that pure, simple sound that I like. And I don't know about you guys. What did you think?
I really liked it. When I first heard his songs, I immediately went to Shawn Mendes and some of his songs. There are a few other artists that I went to in my mind that I can't think of right now. But it...
Dope!
And, you know, It kind of had, it did. It kind of had like a Maroon 5 feel to it.
Yeah, so they had a real close, similar voice.
Yeah. So it was.
You're gonna have to speak up.
I can't remember what Maroon 5 did. So
well, that Adam Levine was from Maroon 5.
True.
So you heard them. So they had the same quality of voice, almost the same pitch.
Yeah.
And I know some of the Maroon 5 songs too. So, I mean, that's one of the bands I go to. But,
Band on the Run. Oh. Wrong band. Sorry about that.
I don't even know where that comes from. So,
that's all right.
But, all right, Logan.
Pretty much 90% of the, 100% of the songs dealing with relationships on there, something is at least somewhat screwy with the relationships. Even this one, which is the happiest of the three.
Well, this one is one where he's basically telling the other person to take the chance.
Yeah, don't worry about things not quite working out. Have faith in my love to you.
Yep.
Even if there's the thought about listening last night, didn't want to start a fight and all that other stuff. But
true. Yeah,
this one's the happiest of the three, and even it's got a few bits
in
it.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, I could see this as kind of one of, the three songs dealing with a relationship, I could almost see as a beginning and two possible endings, actually. Because if I remember correctly, the first one was, I want to be with you, but it's getting strange. And
right. And that one was the first one you're talking about, was Without You. Mm-hmm. It has an upbeat feel to it, so it feels like it's a good song. Upbeat, yeah, we're doing great, but it's basically...
The lyrics, he's getting on his last few bit.
Right, there. It's a breakup song, but it's done in a style where it's a fun to listen to, and it's one of those where it's a bad relationship and it needs to break up, but he's still hanging on.
Yeah.
He wants her to come back, and I can't live without you type of deal.
The two alternate paths in it was the third one, right? No.
We're going to jump all over the place, huh?
One of them was Gold, one of them was the romance one.
Oh, that's...
But
Gold's different. The other one you're thinking about is Back for Me.
Yeah, that one's the one that's... This is the world in which they broke up, and he ended it. And she's having some regrets, and he might know that it's still painful a bit, but no, it's over.
Time
and
to move on.
This one, I am bad with names, sorry.
Clyde?
Clyde is the one where he's going...
Starts it all.
Either that or the ending of this first song where he didn't actually break up with her, but that was the thought he had last night, didn't want to start a fight. But now it's, do you want to do this forever? Trust in my love to all that.
You could see it that way, but I think Clyde's the budding of a new relationship, taking a chance, not one that's already been there. That's how I pictured it anyway.
I heard in the lyrics, it's been there and already somewhat rocky.
Well, it's a brand new relationship. The person doesn't know if they want to continue and take a dive into the love. Because saying that word, when you utter that word, you can drive somebody away.
Oh, yeah. True.
So you just never know. So it's... To me, my interpretation of it was the beginning of a relationship, and he was ready to take the dive, but she or he was not. So it's one of those where it's like, so to me, it reflected the beginning, but I can see where you're coming from. Without You could be the next step, and then Back for Me is the last step. So there's a little bit of progression, but it's kind of jumbled up in the selection of the singles. So
I can see it, the first one and then either the Without You and then either one of the other two. If you wanted to go, they broke up and he ended it. Or
true.
He's saying, okay, let's do this. Trust in me. Let's do this.
That's your interpretation. That works too. We've already talked about three of the songs. Now we can talk about the other two that are on the EP, and we'll just kind of talk about them at the same time because they're basically the same type of song. Mm-hmm. One is Outside the Lines and the other is Gold, and they're both kind of a uplifting type song, trying to say don't get down on yourself,
right?
Get out there.
And that's exactly what I got from Gold. I really enjoyed that. Logan had a bit of a darker spin on it.
I know it's a buzzed one. It's just, if you try and go overly literal just to screw with it, you can get it a darker spin in one of the lyrics.
It's a little bit dark already, because at the second or third verse of the song, I can't remember now off the top of my head, but he talks about take away the knives and the peels.
That's what Logan was saying, that I believe.
You know, I basically were going like, okay, that's cutting and drug abuse. But Logan, where'd you go?
Well, it says you can put down the knives, pills, and bottles because there's a tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So who needs all that stuff, basically? That's almost exact quote, except for more a bit lyrical and actual.
Okay, but where did you go with it?
So, if you're someone terminally ill, don't know if there's tomorrow, go for it. Those bottles, pills, and knives.
See, I think I got what he was trying to say. But I think Logan tried to get it. He got it too. He understood it.
What it was too. Yeah. I just decided to warp it for the fun of it.
And it was kind of crazy how he warped out right away. But, you know, it's actually kind of, it shows imagination.
True. But you can also see, like we were talking before we got on here, a person that is dealing with a terminal thing, they could just say, I'm done. I just need to be let Frack loose it. Of all of this.
That's true.
Let's have a good day for however many days I can. And they give up all their medicines.
Right.
So I know it's a little bit twisted from what I think he was intending. It's more of an uplifting song that was trying to say, you know, get out there.
Right.
Believe in yourself.
The one you're doing is uplifting one as well, even with the,
but it's a little bit twisted
into that.
Twisted.
It's the uplifting warped where mine was the
kind of down darkish. Like we were all the way up here, and then Logan says that, and we're going
crash.
Oh, that's sad.
But they are, don't get us wrong, Mike, hope you don't kill us for this. The Gold is an uplifting song. Yeah. It's basically like, you know, have faith. Tomorrow could be a new day.
Right.
It could be golden. Yeah. And he doesn't say golden. He just says gold.
Gold, right.
So you can start over. Be yourself. If you make a mistake, everybody makes mistakes. Even if you might have to move, you're taking this literal, you might have to go to someplace different where people might not know you.
Right.
Start again. Start a new day. Mm-hmm. And Outside the Lines is basically fairly similar, but it's more of embrace who you are as yourself type of story rather than be comfortable in your own skin no matter what.
Those who have a problem with it don't matter. Those who that's not quite it, but yeah, there was a
basically line. It's the gist.
One of my favorite sayings that I like to say to a lot of people is, you know, the only opinion that matters the most is your own.
Yeah.
I can't emphasize that enough because I have friends who send me a message on Facebook, so-and-so said this about me, so-and-so said that about me. I always tell them the same thing that I'm saying now. The only opinion that matters is yourself. If you think that you're the bomb diggity, you're the freaking bomb diggity. Bomb diggity, bomb diggity, bomb.
Oh yes, and but that is true, John. You're absolutely right.
So,
and those who matter don't mind; those who mind don't matter. Basically,
there you go. Words to live by. but if you need a job, you might have to kowtow it a little bit because you might need some money. but
you got to be, you got to put your, I mean, you got to listen to them, put your damn at work.
Cloud.
It doesn't mean that you have to like it, but you got to listen to it.
And sometimes if you need to take the break, you can take the break there too and get you a different job as well.
Yeah. The Outside the Lines was also something of warning against just falling into the faceless crowd.
To a degree, you got to, like Jonathan said, and the song itself, be comfortable with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main thing. But with the singing styles, it's all pretty much the same. I place this in a pop.
Right. And
but go ahead, Jonathan.
I agree with you on the pop because I don't know, because Shawn Mendes is a pop, and I've said from the very beginning that he has similar music to Shawn Mendes, and he has a little bit of Maroon 5 vibe in there as well, but Maroon 5 is not classified as pop.
It's more of a rock.
Right. So, I mean, it could be a combination of pop and rock. It could be a pop rock.
Yeah, those are good. Go to your grocery store and you get some pop rocks and have them jumping around in your mouth. So, yeah, no. Whoever thought up of those made a killing. Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, and this is one where he does have the pop, but he has the ballads, too. And some of them, I kind of commented on some. There's two songs that I feel are ballads, but they're not traditional ballads per se, but it's because the music slowed down.
Right.
One of them is Outside the Lines, and I kind of call this more like a power ballad. It's an uplifting ballad for you.
Right.
And the other one was Back for Me, where it's a breakup song, which you don't usually think of
as a ballad
per se, but it worked.
Before we started recording this, you and I were kind of talking about this, because a traditional ballad, I believe, is... And I could be wrong about this, but a traditional ballad is kind of like expressing one's love for the other person.
It can be, but you can do it with other things. It's the style of how the single is done.
Right.
It's not necessarily the lyrics per se, just the way the musical instruments are being done. And that's where I got the ballad feel, but it was definitely a breakup song.
Right.
Yeah, it wasn't a proclamation of love by any means.
No, not
it. And the one that was... The closest thing to Proclamation, The Collide, it felt probably more like...
A poppy song.
A pop song, almost a folk song, too, because it was acoustic.
Right.
So, yeah, it had that little bit of a feel to it. So, but as a singer in general, what did you guys think? And we'll start with you, Jonathan.
Well,
you
know,
just
like,
in general.
When we watched the voice edition, Adam said the exact same thing that I said when we first started listening to him. He's got a clear voice. You can understand what he's singing, what he's saying. It's not as muddled as some of the other artists that we tend to enjoy, because sometimes they'll let their music get up ahead of them,
right.
Or sometimes
they blend in a little bit.
They blend in and it gets muddled, and he did not get muddled with his music. He was clear, he was precise. There were, you know, a few notes that were missed, but that's typical for any artist.
What about you, Logan? What do you think overall with his musicality?
Very clear. I can. But he had some apparently screwy relationship for a bit. Or he just liked the theme.
Some of that might be some of his personal feelings and experiences. Others might be just, I need a song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he was pulling a Taylor Swift at all.
I have no
don't know yet. This is his first EP, so who knows?
Well, because a lot of Taylor Swift songs are personal, and they incorporate her ex-boyfriends. So,
And these could possibly do that too, because every artist does bring in their personal feelings, no matter what. But you know, these felt like more of. To me, I agree with both of you about the clear voice and everything, but the songs felt genuine, but they also felt like songs that you could hear on a radio station.
Right.
And it wasn't a degrading type song per se.
No, it wasn't.
It was just a song. Even the one Without You, where I said it's a breakup song, but it felt fun.
Right.
And it had a fun vibe to it, even though it wasn't necessarily a fun song.
And see, like I was telling you earlier, too, this is one of the songs that I could actually sit down and listen to over and over and have no problem with it.
Yeah. Worst breakup song.
For Me.
Yeah.
So, and this is one I could listen to the album, not album, excuse me. This is one where I can listen to the EP different times. Different songs for different occasions, though, definitely.
Right.
The song that really hit me was Gold. I like the uplifting type songs, even though it wasn't a fast paced one.
It wasn't a fast, but it had a good message, so I really liked that one as well.
And Outside the Lines, even though it was a slower piece, it was uplifting, so I enjoyed it. But for as a whole, to me, this is a good package that he's developed. If he wanted to do a storyline, like Logan said, he could almost have done that.
Right.
Yeah. He could have. And I'm going to go my route. Could go Collide without you, back with me. For Logan, it could be without you, Collide, and back for me. But that's how we view different things. And then you have the two outliers, Outside the Lines and Gold, where I guess you could say put at the very end, just be yourself.
I don't care.
Don't worry about it.
For me, I don't care which order it was. They were all good songs. I didn't pay attention to the storyline or anything. If it's good songs and I like them, I don't pay attention to the storyline. I don't pay attention to anything. I'm just like,
that can be part of the song, though.
Like, even on some of my own CDs, I'm just like, why do they have it in this order? Oh, I don't care. I like it.
You never know. Sometimes there's a specific reason. Sometimes it's just they just place them on there.
And if it manages to actually smoothly go between two songs, as in you can't tell the change immediately. Like,
true.
We have a Green Day disc that one of the transitions is just
pretty seamless,
smooth.
And that there are some awesome. That are like that. True.
But yeah, that seems to be pretty rare. So
Green Day rocks.
Green Day. There you go. We're gonna move on with our tweets for this go around and emails and such. If you're interested in getting in touch with us, you can contact us through email at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. You can find us on Facebook under Comic Pop Library, also on Twitter under Comic Pop Library as well. But some of the things we've gotten in this last go-around, just a few shout-outs. This is something that happened that I was kind of surprised about. I was just kind of going through the internets here, and FM Player, about 7 months ago, they are a podcast catcher that catches podcasts and puts them on their sites that they think people might be interested in. And 7 months ago, they found Comic Pop Library, and they included in their catcher without, you know, just saying, hey, this is fairly decent. Give it a listen. So I want to say thank you to FM Player for doing that for us. That's really nice of them to do that. Also, one of the fun ones that came out here lately, we had Peter on from The Mix, Peter Savick, and he actually did an interview with us about last year, I believe it was, or the year before. But we enjoyed his music, and we need to get back in touch with him, definitely. But he's been busy with his band, traveling all over the different places. But they have an upcoming event on June 17th, 2017, and they were doing some pre-pub with this event. And this is actually from the website ca.eventbu.com. It's eventbu.com. It's actually a German site, and when we translated it, they mentioned us in there and how that The Mix has been to different parts of the world. But it was kind of neat how they mentioned us. They said, here's what it says as a quote. For example, at the end of May 2015, an interview with Skype took place with the well-known American music magazine Comic Pop Library.
Wait, magazine?
Magazine.
So that's kind of cool to have that, even though we're podcasting. Wait, does it actually say magazine? Well, a lot of the blogs are considered magazines anymore because a lot of your magazines are going digital.
Oh, that's true.
So that was kind of cool for them to mention that, us in connection with The Mix and Peter. So that was kind of cool.
So. Okay, can we, like, cut that thing out where I go, magazine?
Oh, no.
That's just all right.
Because I had read that before, and I never before that moment caught that it said magazine.
Oh, well. But that's going to do it for this week. We, like I said, we want to thank Kelly Thomas Hoff of Black Panda PR for sending us the EP of Mike Scavo's. And again, he is a 22-year-old fresh off of The Voice, and he's hitting us with his latest EP that is self-titled. We've gone through the 5 songs that he has on that EP. You can go to his website. It is his name, Mike, M-I-K-E. Scivo, S-C-H-I-A-V-O, music.com. So if you want to go there, you can download his music. If your library has a way to capture digital downloads, this one would be one that would be good to put in thin your collections. If it's your personal collection, this is one that you definitely want to check out. I think most of all of our listeners would probably be kind of like most of Mike's music. We definitely did. If you kind of like the pop, a little bit of a rock mixture, I think everybody would enjoy that. But that's going to do it for us this time. We hope everybody everybody's had fun listening to us. We've had fun here. We'll see everybody on the flip side. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
See ya.
I've been beaten down, I've been pushed around, I've been keeping out of a vicious crowd that seems to tear a hole in anyone. I've been losing ground that I thought I found, and I'm so worn out I can't wrap my head around a way to rally up on out of here. When it feels like you're alone and you just want to let go, try hard to find some strength to hold and hope tomorrow's gold. You can start over, you can be free. Every dawn breaks when the darkness fades. I'm telling you, everybody's bound to feel this way. You can move mountains, see unseen things. If you can believe what tomorrow brings, can tomorrow is go. I've held my ground and I paid my dues and I tied my hopes and dreams to an end.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.